Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. How are you doing this morning?
I'm at Rafoe. It's a 9 out of 10 morning. Why not?
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, so I've got a question for you, and I hope you heard that voice note just now. We've been talking a little bit about public holidays today. One of our key low-cost carriers is trying to table a proposal with Parliament to change how our public holidays work, make it a little bit more like yours, where it's necessarily a bank holiday on a Monday or a Friday. The idea being, you know, stop interrupting the week with productivity shortages or, as this gentleman says, sick notes that are faked. Also, often people will then just sort of take their leave, which, by the way, is due to them. But anyway, and take sort of when if it falls on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then you lose a person for a week. Have you always known your public holidays or bank holiday system to be as it is? And do you remember a time when it was a little different?
I don't remember a time when it was different, but it did used to be different. It's true. Yeah. I mean, once upon a time, of course, the world didn't have national holidays, did it? We all just worked 7 days a week, I guess, or certainly 6 days a week, and went to church on a Sunday, in the case of perhaps European bodies. Here, yeah, you're right. They're nearly all on Mondays. The occasional Friday, like a Good Friday or Christmas, falls that way. But otherwise, nearly always on a Mondays. But frankly, it also covers the fact that when do most people report themselves sick anyway? It's a Monday. So actually, by having bank holidays on Mondays, you kind of head that off at the pass. Having said that, we only get 9 a year. I think you get something like 13. Am I right?
We've got 12. Yeah.
12. Okay. You don't want to lose 3. Do you?
No.
And join us in that.
No,
we're
no.
We're stingy with ours.
Well, the nice thing is, so in South Africa, if it falls on a Saturday, we lose it altogether.
Yes.
So if it falls on a Sunday, we get the Monday.
Yes.
So this is kind of a nice way of ensuring you always get a day. But anyway, sorry. I just wanted to check in with the British voice on this one. Let's talk global shortages, not of public holidays, but of different supplies. I know the UK has been faced with this for some time.
Yeah, we've had some fuel and selective food problems here, some of them pandemic related, some of them driver shortages in terms of truck drivers, and some of them Brexit related. But the global list seems to be mainly pandemic with a few other things thrown in. A really interesting compilation list from the BBC. China, Japan and South Korea, all of them reporting disruption to computer chip production, which, of course, is likely to affect us all, particularly if you want to buy a new phone, laptop or whatever, or car, for that matter. China is also short of paper and coal. Europe generally short of gas and electricity. That's not a great thing to be short of. In the USA, problems with toys, toilet paper and bottled water. Toilet paper and bottled water, doesn't that sound a bit Armageddon if you're short of that sort of stuff?
It does. Sounds like the beginning of the
India,
pandemic.
Let's head to the Rockies, you know. In India, cars and electricity again are in short supply. In Lebanon, water and medicine. And in Brazil, take the pandemic, throw in a drought, and they have water difficulties, but also coffee shortages. Yes, a coffee shortage in Brazil. You wouldn't think that would be possible.
Sure. Hectic stuff. Who would have thought? Speaking about poles apart, Poland is, why are they in a bit of row with the European Union?
Well, it comes down to the terminology used in the European Charter, essentially. So the Polish Prime Minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, has taken this to the European Commission and effectively has launched a kind of legal proceeding, really, basically, whereby he is very unhappy, the Prime Minister Morawiecki, at a number of things, including a clash over LGBT rights. We're talking about quite a right-wing Polish government, albeit that Polish people are overwhelmingly in favour of the European Union, the Polish government slightly less so. They don't want to have certain things imposed. Well, guess what? You join the European Union, there will be some things imposed, but you also get to go to the talking shop. So the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has talked about how EU values must not be undermined. Prime Minister Morawiecki hit back saying it's the language of threats. It's all getting a little bit ramped up. Poland is the first member state, by the way, to challenge the EU in legal terms. I mean, even Britain didn't do it.
Yeah.
So the heat is on. And the end of this, is that a Polish Brexit? Is that a, and if it is that a Pexit or a Polexic.
Well, it's an interesting one because you're right. The British chose rather to go than to do that fight, and so maybe it's a pull in as opposed to exit. A pigs. No, this is your language.
Pull out.
Yeah, there we go. Braundorf and Windsor. What is this?
Okay, I'll be delicate here, Rafael, because it is breakfast time.
Thank you.
So, anyway, there's a bit of yuck with this, I have to say. Complaints have been made, albeit anonymously, after a splodge of something really unpleasant fell on a garden in Windsor. So we're talking something brown and nasty and splodge. It went splat across this bloke's lawn, patio, garden chairs and umbrellas. It reeked. It was not pleasant. It was probably a health risk. The theory, as reported anonymously by this guy and through his counsellor at Windsor's Aviation Forum, remember we're talking about a place that is under the Heathrow Airport flight path. The theory is that this fell out of a plane at low level. Something effluent from the sewage tanks leaked out because at low level there's less pressure, etc., etc., etc. I have never heard of that happening before. And in fact, I've heard one expert say this must be a one in a billion chance. But do you know what? Who lives near an airport? And are you ready for a splattering? What
can
an uncomfortable thought.
Yikes. Oh, well, we'll need to mop that up.
I know.
Thanks.
And imagine that at the end of a flight between London and Cape Town.
Oh, man. So true.
What's in those tanks?
Ew.
Oh, no.
Okay. Moving straight along because someone is pouring their cereal right now. Have a wonderful one. Let's take it back up to 10 out of 10. Thanks so much, Adam. Always a pleasure.